Are you feeling healthier? Anybody feeling a little bit healthier than when we began all of this? I hope so. You're keeping up on your water intake these hot, sweaty days when you're outside. We need more, don't we? And I meant to get a glass of water before I came here, but anyway, we'll make up for it. Oh, that's right. They're right back here. Thank you, Dr. Mark. Appreciate that. So I'm going to share a study with you done by Dr. Henry Lodge, who is a specialist in internal medicine and geriatrics. That's an interesting combination, isn't it? And I picked this up. I saw an article entitled, How to Stop the Normal Aging. Stop Normal Aging. That just kind of grabbed my attention. I don't know about you. But, you know, we are fighting this aging thing from almost the moment that we're born and until we check out, I guess is one way of putting it. And so he had some interesting research that he's been doing, talking about normal aging. And most aging is a result of sedentary living. Did you know that? It's just letting our bodies go. And letting our bodies go causes the cells of the body to decay when we're not really taking care of ourselves. We're not getting the proper nutrition we need, and we're not getting the kind of exercise that we need. That's what we mean largely about letting our bodies go. So aging is largely the result of, number one, sedentary living. We're not active enough. You know, these bodies of ours were made for activity. And so the tendency as we get older that we're not as active as we were. And number two, he points out that junk food, it's a nutritional thing, too, is a factor. When we're eating, you know, more junk food, and that's a problem. And stress is also a contributor to the aging process. And, of course, you know, we're in a time of stress with the financial situation as it is. You know, I don't know if you're following the news with GM, but you know, it's not going to be the same company it was, and it's going to have a tremendous effect upon a lot of people's lives. And we need to be praying for all those people, don't we? So exercise. Again, biologically, our bodies were created for the purpose of being used, for exercising. And true aging is really meant to be a gradual process. Yes, our bodies were created for the purpose of being used. That is for exercise. And we need exercise. You know, we keep coming back to this one. Aging is meant to be a gradual process. What he's been studying is at the molecular level, looking at the process by which cells die and cells are being replaced. And this is a constant process, by the way. And in the body, there are some 1 trillion cells. And so the cells are dying, as I said a moment ago. They're being replaced by new cells, and this is happening over and over again through the life cycle, again from the point we're born until the point that we die, this process of replacement. And he says that we replace all of our body cells within a period of 3 months. About 1% a day we're replacing cells. And it's in that process of cells dying and new cells being regenerated that the aging process takes place, because each succeeding generation of cells are a little bit older. But again, we can have a tremendous effect on this process, again, by lifestyle issues as we look at it. So in effect, what that means is we have a new body every 3 months, new brain, you know, new heart, you know, all those cells have been replaced is what we find. When we exercise, the muscles signal the cells to grow, the cells to, let me just read my notes here. The muscles release a substance into the bloodstream that's carried throughout the body, which stimulates the cells to grow. Now, when we're not exercising, those same muscles will actually signal those cells that are being replicated, that, you know, each generation, to it causes those cells to decay. And so the next generation of cells are not as young as they could potentially be if we were getting the proper amount of exercise. It's primary to a study, and of course nutrition would play a role in that. And our emotional state also has a tremendous effect upon this succeeding generation of cells that we go through. Every few months, again, as we've already noted, the cells are being completely replaced. Now, if you go to the website, and I'll take you to that in a moment, you're going to find that you can look at the whole article because it gets into this in much more detail. But do you understand what I'm sharing with you, the basic concept, the basic idea? Cells are dying. Cells are being replaced. And again, if we're getting a proper amount of exercise, that next generation of cells is going to be younger than it would otherwise be. And so that's basically how it works. Let me share with you a statistic that relates to this matter of exercise. And looking at heart attack deaths, 5 years after starting an exercise program, okay, this really says it. 5 years after starting an exercise program, men reduce the mortality rate from heart disease by about 75%. 5 years out, 5 years into your exercise program. Women, it's 80% is what the statistics show. So don't let anybody tell you this matter of exercise. Don't tell yourself, well, it's really not all that important. I know I should. It's just hard to get up out of the easy chair and get out there and do it. But, you know, think about it again, as I've shared with you before, in the same way that we need to have sleep and we need to eat, you know, it's a daily thing, and we're breathing, we need to have exercise. We need to get it into our routine. And, you know, 20 to 30 minutes a day out of 24 hours is not an awful lot to ask of ourselves, right? With all of the benefits that we reap out. I was holding surgery in Chico, California just over a year ago, and I had a woman in her 70s, and it was towards the end of the series, and at the end of it, I'd gone through another health segment in which we were talking about exercise, probably this one right here, and she came out in the foyer, and she said, "You finally convinced me. I'm going down, I'm buying a treadmill." Okay, bless her heart. And, you know, there's a place for a treadmill, because sometimes the weather's not always cooperative. I have one in my house. And last December, we had 60 inches of snow in the valley. We had more snow in the valley than we had up on Mount Spokane. That was just unreal. And so it was tough to get out there to get the exercise. But if you have a treadmill, you know, just build something into your routine that will make it work for you. And remember, one of the best things we can do is find somebody to exercise with. And the Lord will bless you. And remember, we shared with you the study done at the university at Urbana. Remember that study of 60 to 80-year-olds? And they found that those who exercised 3 hours a day were not only, we're talking about, you know, how each generation of cells, replacement cells, contributes to the aging process, but exercise increased the brain mass, is what that study shows. So again, there's just so many benefits from it. So anyway, if you want to look at this in a little bit more detail, just go to the website and you'll find these two postings there. And you can go through it, like I said, in more detail.